once again, as this morning, awareness of what's happening, which at the moment is sitting and breathing. So the body as a whole, however it is, sitting and breathing and bathed in the embrace of awareness. Mike, do you have the capacity to dim these spots? Or no? There you go, on or on. Better keep them on. Okay. I'm just holding. Let's feature the sense of the body as a whole sitting and breathing center stage in the field of awareness for now. That means lots of things might be in the wings, like the sense of people coming and going into the room, ambient sound, thoughts flitting through the mind, mood states, all of that in the wings. We're just going to feature for now a sense of the body as a whole, sitting and breathing. If sitting on the floor doesn't seem wise or comfortable to you, by all means, just get your butt on a chair. I'm not trying to set things up to be most difficult, but exactly the opposite, to be most gentle and inviting of full attention. And then recognizing that virtually anything can distract that attention. But we can at least form the intention to be as present as possible. And if we notice that the mind gets caught up in some thought or other and is carried down the thought stream or into some kind of emotional whirlpool, then we simply note that that has unfolded. We see at the moment that we realize it what's on our mind. And then gently just allow it to be here. When you feel like it, refocusing on what we've decided to feature center stage in the field of awareness, and to experiment with sustaining that, attending body as a whole, sitting here. And giving yourself over to the practice as if your life depended on it, which of course it does, in more ways than you think. And actually in more ways than we can think. Riding the waves, you're certainly welcome to ride on the waves and sensation of the breath coming into the body and the breath leaving the body. The sense of contact of the body with the floor and the chair wherever, or the cushion wherever those points of contact are, and the whole cornucopia of sensations associated with a body, including the breath sensations, all featured for now center stage. And if you find that the mind gets carried away, you notice it's on your mind, and gently reconnecting with without any struggle, without any pushing away, without any forcing, and as best you can, without any extra judging. There's plenty of judging, but let's not add to it by judging the judging. So continually coming back to this center stage. Objects of our attention, the body as a whole. Sitting. Wanders 100 times in 100 nanoseconds, which it sometimes will. Each time, as if for the first time, with kindness, just recognizing what the mind is up to now, embracing it with awareness, reestablishing the primary focus, and letting everything be just as it is. Saying how you don't want to let everything be just as it is, and letting that be just as it is. So coming to rest and resting. This practice of attending. And being the knowing of sitting and breathing. Noticing perhaps that I said knowing, being the knowing, not being the knower. Being the knowing. Moment by moment. Thank you. What is the quality of the attention in this moment? Is it on the body sitting and breathing, or is it off someplace else? And how are you in relationship to all of this unfolding? Right in this moment, how is it in the body? How is it in the heart? What is on your mind? Noticing if the posture has collapsed to some degree. Just being aware of it if it has. And seeing if it might not be possible in ever so gentle a way to simply reestablish the original dignity and intentionality. So in the remaining few minutes of this sitting, see if you can completely let go of the past, let go of the future, and allow this in-breath to be a new beginning, this out-breath to be a complete letting go, re-establishing the posture if there's been some collapse. Transition out of silence at this point, and we're going to do it in a particular way. I'd like to invite you to, when the time comes, but not before, to just look around you in silence, and then wordlessly form groups of about five or six, and circle up and get in close. And then we're going to do, when we do speak, come back to speaking, because it's been a while that we haven't been speaking, is speak in a whisper. And since almost everybody in the room is a therapist, I'm going to have to ask you to be on your, you know, sort of really best behavior in this regard. To to not fall into the therapist's role here, of either reassuring or probing or anything that you might be tempted to do, tell me more, you know, but to just listen. Just listen. And I would say that not just with your ears, but with your whole body, with your bones, with your heart. And the topic of conversation will be somewhat constrained. I'm going to ask you some questions right now, and then each in turn, or however you like to do it, will, you know, respond to those questions. And then we'll have a second phase where there'll be a conversation. But the first phase is just listening. It would be good if you didn't nod your head even, you know, and like, do you try to be aware of all of those habits that we can so easily fall into of, you know, needing to feel that the other knows that you're really engaged? If you're really engaged, the other will know. And this is in a group of five or six, so it will take a little time to unfold. But what I'd like you to do is kind of remember these questions and use them as a kind of template. They don't have to be in order, but this is the flavor of it. The person who's talking, whose turn it is, whispers in the group. You know, so you're in close. What did I see? What did I feel? What did I struggle with, if anything? What surprised me, if anything? And has there been anything learned? We'll look at the tiny here. In terms of any learning, we're not looking for like trumpets and fanfare. Looking for like anything. And you don't have to have learned anything. But that flavor to it. Since we started doing the standing yoga and the body scan, do you remember back then? And lunch, and after lunch, and this sitting. Okay? That's actually a lot. In a relatively short period of time, all embraced in a kind of intentional, collective silence. So again, what if anything? And if anything, you know, maybe you slept through the entire morning, I don't know, but what did I do? See, feel, struggle with, what was I surprised by, what if anything was learned. And it doesn't have to be in that order, it can be just, it's just that spirit of it. And when one person's talking, the other people in the circle just listen, without reassurance, without this, just listen, 100%, with your whole body. And then when it's time, you know, and then the next person, and then the next person. It doesn't have to even be in some kind of order. But it's not a conversation. It's just that, what I described. And then at a certain point, I'll check in to see how you're doing, and then at a certain point, I'll ask you to sort of raise your hands as a group when you finish going through it. I think five people would be the best for this, so it doesn't take too long. And let's see if we can get, you know, how many groups of five we can get. And then after that, there'll be a second phase, and there will be other instructions. Okay, can you manage this? And can you remember that the idea is to do it in a whisper as best you can? Some people have a very hard time whispering. No matter how much I tell them, and how much I invite them to whisper, just don't seem to be able to manage it. If you can't manage it, try to speak with the intention.
one. It's the perfect circle, so you don't need to.